tell me, what is your secret? How do you find yourself in the right position all the time?
That's a good question. What happens is the center has the ball first, and a quarterback will say hike. That's when the center puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback. So what I'll do is I'll start tackling the quarterback, unless he get the ball to somebody else, in which case I'll try to tackle that person.
Gentlemen, which brings me to my next point. Don't smoke crack.
Good morning, everyone. Dan Sheraton here. Thank you for joining me again today. And I am back here in the great state of Illinois, having just returned from Colorado with the dear saints there, the Ecclesia in Monument. And what a great group out there. And this has inspired my talk here this morning. I'm in Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. Now the Apostle Paul says this, "Now being true in love, we should be making all grow into Him who is the head, Christ, out of whom the entire body, being articulated together and united through every assimilation of the supply, in accord with the operation and measure of each one's part, is making for the growth of the body, for the upbuilding of itself in love." Last week I talked about how you should be happy with who you are, because as a member of the body of Christ, God has put you there, it's His choosing of where you're placed, and that one of the secrets of life is recognizing that who you are is who God made you to be, and that in order to serve Him, and to serve Him, you have all the tools already at your disposal. God never asks to do something that's outside of our gift or our ability. And here in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, Paul says, "Now being true in love, we should be making all grow into Him." Now that is, this is our activity among each other. Our goal, each individual here, should be to, in love, we should be making all grow into Him who is the head, Christ. Notice the direction there. Well, first of all, the motive is love. Our activities should be governed by love. We should be making all grow into Him. Christ is the goal. Fellow members of the body of Christ, our goal is to look at each other, and our goal for each other should be to helping each other grow into Him who is the head, Christ. Christ is the head of the body. And then it says, out of whom. Notice we grow into Him because out of whom, Christ, the head, the entire body, that's all believers who are believing in Christ, being articulated together and united. Notice the phrase there, articulated together. In Ephesians chapter 2, I think it's verse 21, it's the word connected together. In Ephesians 2, it's referring to a building that's connected together. Here, the word articulated is used because now it's a figure of a body here, out of whom the entire body being articulated together and united. So we're connected together and united. Notice both. It's not that we're just articulated together, but we're united. We're brought even closer. Through, how does it happen? Through every assimilation of the supply. This word assimilation is interesting. It's the word that means I wrote this in my margin. Assimilation equals the result of food coming into contact with that digestive tract. So we're united together and articulated together and united through every assimilation of the supply. Christ is the head. He supplies the body with all the nourishment. And as that nourishment comes into contact and is digested, and how does that happen? In accord with the operation in measure of each one's part. So Christ supplies each member of the body. He gives us all our particular gifts and places us where He desires, and each one of us operates in the measure of each one's part. We all have a part, every one of us. And it's interesting, that word operation is the same word used in Ephesians 1:19. Now hold on to your seats for this one. In Ephesians 1:19, Paul says, "And what is the transcendent greatness of his power for us who are believing, pardon me, in accord with the operation of the might of his strength, which is operative in the Christ, rousing him from among the dead and seating him at his right hand among the celestials." So the very same power that it takes to ascend Christ to the right hand is the same power in operation in each one of us, whether we're doing the dishes or whether we are heralding the evangel. Every member has a powerful act to perform. And don't think just because it's insignificant in the eyes of the world, even in the eyes of yourself, does not mean it is insignificant. Every little detail of our life is important, because God is using each one of us as members of his body to help each other, to build each other up. The head supplies the parts through assimilation. And you and I are members of this body, and we each one have a part to play. And it says, it is making for the growth of the body, for the upbuilding of itself in love. Notice verse 15 begins in love. It ends in verse 16 in love, this little section. And in between, we have assimilation and operation in the measure of each one's part. So this is a great little book in here. Love is the motive. Love is the goal, and love is what makes everything work. But it's all done in the sphere of truth. As we get from Christ, we pass on to each other, and this articulates the body together and unites us. So friends, we have a role to fill. Find out what it is and just live. Enjoy who God has made you to be and honor him with the tools God has provided you. And it doesn't matter who you are. None of us are unimportant. We're all members of the one body, and each one of us gets from the head what is needed, that is from Christ, to build each other up. Each one has a part, and we're looking toward Christ, all of us together. Let's all look at the same object, the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 13 of Ephesians 4, the goal is that of ministry, all of our ministry, each one of us, is that we should all attain to the unity of the faith and of the realization of the Son of God. It's a person we're looking at. We have a person. We're looking to realize him now. We're going to see him in glory. And if we all look at the same thing, we'll all appreciate the same thing. It will be used by God to help each other. I hope this has been an upbuilding talk for you today. I hope you all have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.